Welcome to the Cammy Sweetheart Podcast. I know what most people are expecting me to say. I know what most people want me to address, but this is my podcast. So I am going to start off with just an introduction into my life. Important morals, values, things that are very dear to me. For starters, obviously, we should know by now, I was born on November 19th, 2001. So that makes me a Scorpio, like right on the course of the cusp between Scorpio and a Sagittarius. I have 4 siblings in total. I have a brother, 2 older brothers, and a younger sister. And me and my younger brother are 11 years apart. I've always just kind of had this sassiness about me. Like, I don't present that way, but I grew up in a household with 3 women. So, older women, the 3 generations that came before me, actually. And those women are very independent women, like, take no shit, don't need no man. Like, you know, so that was just, like, instilled in me from a young age. I started school, like, I went to Catholic daycare. Real ones went to Catholic daycare. I went to Nelson Mandela. So before I reached kindergarten, I actually had already started learning math and, you know, all of that stuff like in preschool. And then I reached kindergarten and it was a lot simpler. So, yeah. I was a part of District 110, which is one of the, curriculum-wise, it's one of the hardest, but I think it definitely makes you better for it, because, like, when I was in that district, the grading scale for A was 94 to 100, so it was a little higher, and I was just one of those students to where it's like, I was smart, but it's like some kids are just naturally smart. They don't have to study. And like, I wasn't that person. Like, I have to make things make sense in my brain. I'm a very logical person. So at this point, most of you probably know who my first friend was. And then I met, my closest guy friend in elementary school. And honestly, like, elementary school, I have nothing but good things to say. Well, yeah, I mean, like, you don't really have stuff to worry about. And, like, the district is just very good about, like, rewarding you for doing good, you know, having parties, snacks. You can buy stuff. We had, like, respect tickets, and it's just very, like, there's a standard that you just go by, and if you go against that, then you already know, like, what was gonna happen. But one thing that I recently just kind of remember is there were people, like, when I was in elementary school, there were people that were smoking marijuana and actually giving it to other people. And, you know, at that time, I didn't really understand, like, what exactly it was. Like, my family, that wasn't the norm for my family. Like, I've never seen people smoke weed before then. I just mostly, like, only saw, like, alcohol and stuff like that. So I never saw stuff like that, but I just knew in my gut that it was something, like, it just wasn't right. Like, you know, just being in elementary school, like, that's just, it was very triggering. And honestly, I just was exposed to a lot of things at a young age because I was, I think it was for a lot of reasons, honestly. Some of the people that I would hang around, I had a lot of older cousins, like millennial cousins. It just was kind of like not the norm for my family environment, but, you know, you go to school and you see so many different things and people come from different backgrounds and different families and all of that. And then, you know, I get to middle school, same district, literally have been in the same area my whole life. And I, once I got to middle school, I remembered that it was this new boy that it was his first, he didn't go to the elementary school, but he was new to the elementary school. And as soon as I saw him, I was just so, like, drawn to him. Like, I just knew I wanted him because it was just something different about him. And what it was he's from East St. Louis, and most of my family is actually from East St. Louis. But it just was, like, so crazy to, it just was crazy, like, the way it happened. Like, we went to the dance together that year. When I was in fifth grade, I actually, I've honestly had a very diverse group of friends, like, to be honest with you. I've had white friends, black friends, literally everything. And I just always kind of felt like an outcast a little bit because of the way that I grew up. Like, yes, I did grow up. Okay, so now I did grow up financially privileged, but it's like I still had dark skin. And, you know, it's like, unfortunately, people make jokes about, like, being dark skinned and you turn the lights off and you disappear. And, you know, just feeling like I'm too dark, I had a gap, made fun of that. But middle school, like, I got braces, you know, you start growing to yourself. I was starting to become more developed. And, you know, I meet this guy and I'm just like, it was definitely love at first sight for me. It's just like I automatically knew that I wanted him. I just was just like, it really is true. Like, opposites do attract, you know, because it's like I don't really want the person. I'm attracted to a lot of things, honestly. But the most important thing to me is how somebody carries themselves and, like, the values and stuff and the stuff that they believe in. And, you know, I knew bits and pieces about this guy. And, you know, like, we did honestly share a lot for being just in middle school. But I just, like, remember one thing that stuck out to me as far as faith goes was, like, the concept of purity. And just, you know, like, you're dating for marriage. And even at a young age, it was like, obviously, I know I still have so much of my life ahead of me. But, like, I just was, like, so set on this one person to where it's, like, it's not that you don't look at other people. It's not that you don't find other people attractive. It's just they can't bring to the table what he can bring to the table. And that was the first person that I, first guy, you know, my first love. And, like, I just remember once he went through puberty, like, it was just a shift in everything. And I just would, like, literally be so confused. I would question myself a lot. I would wonder what I was doing wrong. And it really, like, it sucked. But I'm just not the type of person to where it's like, I am not going to, I'm not going to beg nobody to be with me. I'm not going to force anything. And so I just kind of like left it at that. And then about a year later, I actually started talking to and then eventually dating somebody else, like when I was in eighth grade. And what I will say about that relationship is that it taught me a lot, you know. It taught me a lot just about, like, really staying true to who you are. Like, you should never be with somebody that's going to change you, or you should never try to change yourself to fit the mold of being, you know, whatever you think this person wants you to be. So that was the biggest lesson that I learned from that relationship. And also just like, people have different ways of showing love. You know, people like to be loved in different ways. People show love and affection in different ways. And me personally, I'm a very verbal person, you know, like, I'm gonna tell you I love you. I'm gonna make it a point to compliment you and this and that. And I am going to, I'm going to just, you know, quality time, like all the things. Like, I try to appeal to all of the love languages for people that I truly love. And, you know, the big thing with that relationship was, like, the purity thing was still very important to me. But it was just a situation of being, I think what needs to be established, for one, is that there are different types of rape. And rape by coercion is a big thing, and it is still rape. At this point, like, I've just let the situation go. Like, I'm at peace with it. Only I truly know, like, the extent of everything that's happened. And, you know, that's how it's gonna stay. Like, I'm not in the business of, you know, going to the internet and spreading my business, spreading other people's business. Like, obviously, I did do things that were insensitive. I did take it too far in some circumstances, but I was very angry. And I just am not going to disclose any more information about the situation because I have already overshared, quite frankly. And for two, it's just not anybody's business. Like, I do want to say that part of the reason why I got so frustrated and, you know, I kept going to the media is because the people that I wanted to be there for me, the people that I said, hey, I need help, I need to talk to you, I need this, I need that, it's like, for one reason or another, I wasn't getting the support that I needed. And I think it's important that we separate, like, you can never tell somebody how to feel, right? You can never do that, because we all have our own feelings. We all have our own opinions. But, you know, I'm not saying that I'm justified in doing all the things I did. Like, I know that I was being shady. I know I was. But even, like, in my close friends, there are things that ended up on different media outlets, you know, like, I'm seeing the stuff that I helped bring to light, and somehow I'm still the problem. Like, I just can never respect anybody that is stealing, scamming, whatever, from a community that's broken down, for one. You know, and it's like, you're getting rich, but it's like, you haven't earned that money. And I'll just say this. My biggest issue with drug use and substance use is a disorder. I know people that have used things before and are still currently using. And what bothers me the most about it is when I see younger students, whether that's whatever, you know, specifically, really, I feel like anybody that has yet to graduate high school, like, that is so damaging to your brain, you know. And I don't know that people know, like, what Percocet really is. Like, it is an opioid and it has a lot of side effects. And if you are choosing to intake large amounts of it, and then, in my mind, the way I see it, if you're peer pressuring, and I don't know anything for a fact, but if you're peer pressuring people to do that, you get no respect from me. You get no cool points. Like, that's just how I feel about the situation. There are some people that have been through real life things. I mean, we all have trauma. Like, let me just start there. We all have trauma in some sort, some way. So I want to, it's not that I'm really judging people for using whatever drug they're using. Like, that's not really what the situation is. I understand how it might look, because I called certain people out for being on drugs, and I do apologize for that. I know that the way I went about some things was wrong. But I was very angry. I have knowledge of things that, honestly, most people probably don't know, and it's gonna stay that way. But I wouldn't speak on things if I didn't. You know, this isn't just like, my intuition is something crazy, but it's not just me. It's not just me, like, talking out of my ass, or just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I bring quite literally a lot of things to the table, because I don't know if everybody might not know this, but I did have Instagram for, I think I got it initially in fifth grade, and then I deleted it when I was in sixth or seventh grade. And I deleted it because I found myself comparing myself to other people. And I'm just like, you know, this is not productive. This is not helpful. This is not good for my mental health. So that's why I deleted social media. And quite honestly, it was one of the best things that I've done for myself. I kept Snapchat and I kept Instagram. Well, I had Instagram, but it wasn't like my profile. So I still kept in touch, but I just, you know, focused on, you know, I was born in 2001. So first half of my life was pre-technology, and it was more about quality time, because it's like, there was no, by the time the first iPhone was made, I was in fifth grade, and District 189 did not allow phones or nothing. So you were in the classroom learning the whole day. You were learning for the day, and it really truly worked out for the best, because I am not attached to my phone. Like, I know when it's time for me to get off social media. I know when I need my breaks, and that kind of leads into me being an empath. And being an empath is so draining. It's so draining because you just feeling like it's just, it can be so intense. And this year literally taught me like being an empath can be draining, and it can be deadly, because some people are okay with the lifestyle that they live. Some people like risking the law, and those people just can't be around me. Like, I don't judge people because of, you know, I obviously know I grew up with having financial privilege. So it's easy for me to say like, oh, people would, I mean, I don't know. I'm never just like, poverty is nothing, like, it's nothing funny about poverty. You know, I think that, you know, doing crimes because you don't have money or you truly have nothing versus doing crimes because you don't want to work, like, those are two different things. And unfortunately, in today's society, the rich benefit the most, and people that are in poverty kind of just, like, it can go several ways, but most times they end up in jail, dead, or just not really doing anything with their life. And education has always been a big thing for me. It's very important to me, and you know, I do want to address one of the big comments that I received. And basically, someone posted me on Facebook. We were following each other. So she posted me on Facebook, and she basically was saying, oh, well, why does everybody blame everything on East St. Louis? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, first of all, babe, I speak in a lot of metaphors. And I realize it's hard. Like, I still don't think most people understand the gist of what I was actually saying. Like, I don't think people get it, you know? But anywho, when I was saying East St. Louis used to be a beautiful place, what I was referring to was there was a race riot. And if you look at the picture that I posted along with the caption, there was a race riot. So East St. Louis used to be predominantly white, and then Black people started moving into it. And we know what happens, the gentrification, we move into it. And, you know, a lot of my family is from East St. Louis. So most of my family was living in East St. Louis, and we had to move out because of how dangerous it got. And, you know, the violence and all of those things. And so, anyway, my point was, I said East St. Louis was a beautiful place. That's not saying, oh, well, all the scammers are in East St. Louis. No, they're everywhere. But that was not my point of saying that. Well, the point that I was trying to make was that the Black community as a whole, like, we just need to do better. Everything is not about a competition. Everything is not about a business. Everybody is not out to get you, truly. Some of these people that have whatever to say about me, The part they won't tell you is that I was liking a lot of people's picture. Anytime I followed somebody, somebody followed me, I would go on their page and I would like their pictures. And for the person that said, you don't have posts of yourself, no, baby. I had just made another Instagram and I wanted people to get to know me a little bit before I posted. It was all planned. It was all calculated. And, you know, unfortunately, it got derailed because of several different reasons. But I would say, you know, me, somebody trying to scam me, like, that really just set me off, because it's like when I was explaining it to my friends, family, whoever, like the responses that I was getting was what caused me to get so angry, because it's like I can't sit here and explain like, oh, well, this is how it happened. And this, it's like it was people that I haven't talked to in years that were you know, sending me just words of encouragement, you know, checking on me, sending me, you know, several different things. And so that's what it really just like hit me, like, oh my gosh, like the people that I thought that I've known for so long that should have been there for me weren't. Or I don't want to necessarily say they weren't, but it just wasn't in the capacity that I needed. And it's just like, I don't know how many, I literally was felt like I was begging for help, begging for somebody to just understand. And, you know, some people knew about it. Some people were a part of it. I can talk in circles about it, but yeah, I do want to say this too. I will never respect anybody. I will never respect anybody that laughs at somebody's pain, laughs at, you know, makes fun of somebody, anything. Like, that's just one of those things where it's like, I can't respect it. Because even me, like, I'm a Scorpio. So I know, like, I take it too far sometimes. And I do, like, I did feel, and I still do kind of feel like guilt and shame for some of the things that I said, but obviously I can't take those things back. But what I can do is just, you know, check myself. That was not me, you know, that's not my normal character. It's just, I quite literally blew up, like I exploded, you know. I held a lot of things in for a long time because I don't really know. I was just a very like passive person, because it's just like I have been hurt a lot in my life and I just don't want to see other people go through that pain. I don't want to see I just want so much better for the world, honestly, in our community. But yeah, I just want to say that, you know, I have definitely learned and I've grown from all of this. And I will be addressing things little by little on my own time, because frankly, I don't owe anybody nothing. Like, I still hate social media. Like, it was probably one of the worst things that I've done is make another social media. But I have, just found other things. Like, I believe in, honestly, just investing in yourself and whatever it is that you're talented with. Like, if you can make a brand off of being a comedian or whatever, YouTube, whatever, like, that's just such a blessing, you know. It's such a blessing to capitalize off of your talents And that's really what I want to see. Like, I'm jealous of people that are artistic and, you know, or just like naturally artistic and, you know, all these different, that's one of the things I've seen is just like people are so talented. And if people would just hone in on their craft and whatever it is that they want to do, like, it would just be so much more, like, we would just be so much further ahead as a society. And I can't judge. Obviously, you know, things happen and, you know, it's never too late. I do want to say it's never too late to go back to school, to change career paths, like whatever the case may be. Like for me, I know I want to be a labor and delivery nurse, but I realize, you know, this podcast thing, like, I love to talk, actually. Like, I'm a talker once you get to know me. And so I thought, like, oh, this would be such, like, a, you know, something different, something new. And I'm still experimenting with it. I'm still, you know, trying to figure out, like, how exactly this is going to work. I don't really know how much I'm going to, you know, release episodes. And, you know, I do want to have people on my podcast, like, I'm open to that as well. But yeah, it's just kind of be a spontaneous, like, type of thing. Like, we're just gonna kind of see where it goes. But I'm really excited. I'm really excited about all of this. I am just realizing that I have so much. I'm a very articulate person. Like, I was very good at English. Has always been my best subject. I love to write, and I just feel like I should use my voice for several different things, because I'm a jack of all trades, girl. So I've done just about everything and anything in my life. I participated in every sport from soccer, softball, karate, cheer. Yeah. I don't know what else to say. Did I miss anything? I do want to briefly talk about just like my coping mechanisms too, because I have never, and I told several people this, like, I've never been so angry in my life. But I look back now and it's like, that was 3 months ago now. And it's like, life is going by, not life. Well, yeah, life. But this year is going by so fast. And I just, you know, the first, honestly, I don't know if I could just say the first 3 months. But the first 3 months, I would say, like, it has been hell. It has really been hell for me. I just, it hasn't been fun. It hasn't been fun. But I saw a post once, and it's like, you don't really have faith and believe in faith until that's the only like option you have. That's the only thing you have left. And that's where I'm at with it. Like, I have been so stressed, so anxious, so depressed. All the emotions that in a span of 4 months, like, I have been very stressed. And I'm just at the point to where it's like, it's not that I don't care. I do care. But the things that I used to stress about, I'm not going to stress about anymore. Because it's like one of the posts I made. If somebody is meant to be in my life, whoever is meant to be in my life, they will be in it. And I've met some of the best, sweetest people. Like, I honestly, I've connected with a lot of empaths. And I just, it's nice and it's refreshing to see people that are genuine and they don't have ulterior motives and, you know, all of those things. Because sometimes you just kind of become on guard about things and you might expect things to be a certain way and it's really not that way. And so it's just really nice to see and experience. And I just feel so proud of where I am at 22, because it's some people that are still trying to figure life out. And that's perfectly fine. That is perfectly normal, because I'm still trying to figure life out. But as far as having my career established and set up and knowing what I want to do with that, and, you know, that is one aspect of my life that is going well, you know, and I'm grateful for that. My family, we are coming together. And, you know, one last thing I want to say is, again, I do not condone everything that I said. I know I said a lot of things out of anger and pain and hurt, but to use that in against somebody, or when I tell, that's what honestly pissed me off the most, is I told several people things in confidence and they went and told whoever, who knows how many people, but people talk. And it's just one of those things to where it's like, the situation wouldn't have gotten that bad if we didn't know how to, you know, it's like people just don't know how to keep their mouth shut. Like, that's literally all there is to it. And those people will be addressed in due time, but it's like I said before, God does not play about me. Okay. It don't matter how much I have, how much money I have, how many, like, whatever designer, whatever, as long as I'm having, the people around me will be having too. And I can promise you that everybody who's laughing now, everybody who think they beat the law, whatever the case may be, baby, it's only beginning. This is literally only beginning. And the information is already out there. Like, I'm just gonna leave it at that. Like, the information is already out there. A lot of this for me was spreading awareness to multiple different things, you know, fraud, drug use, mental health, all those different things, because it really all goes together. It really all correlates. And, you know, I am gonna let people do them, I'm gonna do me, but it's just certain things that it's just like I would never do. I just would never do. Like, I would never even think to do a lot of the things that people have done. But, you know, if that's the way that people want to make money, then, I mean, all I can say is good luck. That's all I can really say to you. It's just good luck, because it's not going to work long term. Simply, it's just not gonna work long term. And